The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up, Lord.
Beloved, we gather upon this Lord's Day to worship in word and song, in sacrament and in prayer. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it as we are able. May we stand in the praise of God. Pray together. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of his peace.
Seated. A lesson from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1 through 12. Shout out, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? It is to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes. Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, Then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A lesson from Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with plausible words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest on, not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to perish. But we speak God's wisdom, secret and hidden, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human being knows what is truly human except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what is truly God's except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join me in reading Psalm 112 with the antiphon. Praise the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. They will be remembered forever. They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. Their hearts are steady. They will not be afraid. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have distributed freely, they have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever, their horn is exalted in honor. The wicked see it and are angry, they gnash their teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked comes to nothing. Now, siblings in Christ, will you please rise for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 20.
Glory to you, O Lord.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. Today, communion, we are gathered to move forward together in an altar call moment, a sawdust trail procession to receive the sacrament this morning. We do so with a sense of remembrance of those who have come before us, who have shaped us, who gave us a taste of the joy of faith, remembrance of those who are that in that way present to us this morning. We also come with thanksgiving, thanksgiving for God's grace, the grace of God. Anything and everything lastingly good is by God's grace, and grace is the meaning of the word Eucharist, which we receive this morning. Thanksgiving in grace, Eucharist, thanksgiving that brings the grace of God. Likewise, presence, we are aware of the mystery, holiness, the gift of each one day and each one morning, presence. On Groundhog Day, I reached up to magazines left over from December, and there opened one from December 22nd, and a beautiful essay written by Marilyn Robinson, who will be here with us April 11th. A theology of the present moment. We might add in this communion, too, a sense of ecumenicity. You know, in this congregation, some of us, as the history of the chapel itself, is our Methodists of birth and upbringing, but many more are of other traditions and faith traditions and of other denominations. Baptists and Congregationalists and Presbyterians and Lutherans and Episcopalians. We're moving, and Marsh Chapel is a harbinger of this, a sign of this, into the future. We're moving into what Charles Foster calls an ecumenical Protestantism. We can do it. In 1925, the Methodists of the Dominion of Canada gave up their churches, gave up their name, gave up their history, and went in together all, 100%, into the United Church of Canada, continuing to this day. Is it perfect? It's not perfect. No structure is perfect, but it works and it lasts. We'll add a little sense of ecumenicity. We'll add in this communion as well a sense of this season and the tragedies of it. Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, takes us up, high and up. There is a need in hearing and speaking of the gospel to have a certain elevation of being, whether it's those in Masada, who Matthew may be remembering from centuries ago, or whether it's John Brown up at Lake Placid, with the wind chill somewhere around 80 below zero this week, under the snows of that great mountain, or whether it's Martin Luther King, intentionally in this month, this season, we remember his voice and others like it. April 3rd, 1968, for all the tragedy that we have now in Memphis, we have had other there too. You remember. He began by saying he was quoting Moses. He was thinking of that height, that mountain, Mount Nebo. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. Longevity has its place, but I'm fearing no one because I have seen the glory of the Lord. Who introduced Martin Luther King on April 3rd, 1968? James Lawson, a Methodist, a graduate of Berea College and of Oberlin, a sometime student at Vanderbilt, another story, who graduated with a theological degree from, Boston University School of Theology. Dan will remember James Lawson, 94 years of age, his ministry in Southern California, a great witness to the gospel. We rise up to remember. We rise up in thanksgiving. We rise up with a sense of grace in communion this Lord's Day so that we will rehearse on Sunday how we will live through the week, to let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, practice hospitality. Today, communion, today, comprehension or the desire for it, desire for some comprehension of what we still and yet do not fully understand, the brevity of the precious gift of life. A dream may remind us, a novel may remind us, a film may remind us, or a verse may come to mind, not one of those read today, say, but all flesh is grass, all flesh is grass, all flesh is grass. Or, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You know, we've been through almost 3 years since the advent of the pandemic in March of 2020, and we've moved forward with 1.1 million losses and maybe more. We've moved forward, but have we comprehended, understood what has befallen us? You speak to an elementary school student sometime this week, your younger sister, or maybe a neighbor, or a neighbor's child, or a grandchild, and ask them what they experience. And they'll say something like, I could never find a way to ask the teacher a question. They'll say something like, I had no one next to me. They'll say something like, my folder was always full. I didn't know what to do. They'll say something like, I got so tired of that screen, that Zoom. We did what we needed to do, but have we comprehended? That's just one section of our population and around the globe. We're going to need to lean in there and listen and learn and mediate and heal. The unexpected comes. You know, it was 2015, I believe. It brings a smile to think of it, when every Monday was a snow day from the middle of January to the end of February. It was a blizzard every Monday. So if you had a class on Monday, you met for the first time on February 27th. And I asked Angelette, a dear, winsome friend, African-American colleague, teaching now in another school, you teach on Monday, what happened? And she said, Well, what do you mean? I said, well, what do you do? And with that twinkle, she said, well, we gathered and I passed out the midterm and then I gave them the syllabus. And she smiled. In other words, what are you going to do? You find your way in and through a situation by coveting comprehension, looking forward, but also noticing what was lost, the unconsecrated losses, the unremembered, uncelebrated lives. We did some here, but we did only minimally what we could do. There's labor there, there's work still there, there's comprehension to come. And it will come, thanks to you and others. Today also, not just communion and comprehension, but calling. This passage is such good news. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Remember two things about this passage from on high, from the Sermon on the Mount. Remember the blessings of the Beatitudes to start. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. They shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are, in that gathering, receiving the Matthean remembrance, salt and light. You is plural. This is a plural, second person plural, not one by one, not individually, but together we need each other. It's you, you all you all. You are the salt. So we gather on Sunday to rehearse, to guide, to hear stories, to share fellowship, to be together, because there are no freelance Christians. You are salt and light, plural. And you are the salt of the earth, not your neighborhood, your corner, your vestibule, your family system only. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, the whole globe. So when we gather on Sunday, we think 50 years past and 50 years forward at least, but we also think of the oikoumene, those who by the power of the internet will join us in Haines, Alaska, or in Dublin, Ireland, or in South America, or in South Texas. They're with us to receive the good news. You are salt and you are light, all you all, global together. For we share with these near and far a sense of calling. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person, Jesus, to reconcile and to make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice, resist evil, proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin, and are in love and charity with your neighbor, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, draw near in faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. Amen.
And now walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Life within us, the fellowship among us, and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray in Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Amen.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Beloved, in antiquity, it was Diognetus who loved this passage about salt and light best. Around 130 of the Common Era, he wrote of you, people of salt and light. He is speaking of you, you all, you all. These Christians, they display to us their wonderful and paradoxical way of life. They dwell in their own countries, but merely as sojourners. Every foreign land is to them their native country. And yet, their land of birth is a land of strangers. They have a common table, but not a common bed. They are in the flesh, but they do not live after the flesh. They pass their days on earth, but they are citizens of heaven. When reviled, they bless. When insulted, they show honor. When punished, they rejoice. What the soul is to the body, they are to the world. What salt is to earth and light is to world, are you, beloved, to this country, to this globe, to all. Salt and light. May the sun show warm and bright on you, your darkest night a star shine through, your dullest morn a radiance brew,
and when dusk comes, God's hand to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forever. Amen.